Free commute, courtesy of Rodale Publishing. First, if your car has it, use the cruise control. Using cruise control for long stretches of highway driving allows you to relax your feet and rest them firmly on the floor, taking the pressure off your lower back. Next, here's a tip for guys. Empty your back pockets. Sitting on a wallet raises one hip above the other, twisting your spine and straining your lower back. Also, stop using the windowsill as an armrest. If it isn't at the exact right height, it'll throw your spine out of whack. And one more tip that'll help you have a pain-free commute, close your window or open it all the way. Having the window cracked sends a breeze over your neck, causing stiffness as your muscles contract. Good stuff, huh? John Tesh with today's Intelligence for Your Life
Minute. When I moved from Florida to do this quality radio show a year ago, my whole thing about finding housing was I would have no commute. So the gingerbread house is literally close enough to this quality radio station. I'm here before a great Tom Carco newscast is over or before a song is over. That is smart commuting, ladies and gentlemen. You can hear much more of John Tesh coming up later this evening at 6 o'clock following the Sweet Lou Turner Show, which will commence at 2 o'clock after the Cabranes Law Hour right here on WRJN. It will be a truncated version of John Tesh tonight because we've got the big ball game, the 90th meeting of the Park Panthers and the Horlick Rebels at historic Horlick Field. The pregame show starts at 6:45 with Dick Rassefa, and then Dick will have the kickoff for you at 7 o'clock. High school football on WRJN is brought to you by Victory Lane Car Wash, DeQuisto Motors, and Ling Sitco and Racine, the Racine Family YMCAs, and Docks on the Fox in Waterford. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein. It is a thank God it's Friday morning, and she is the mayor of the great city of Burlington, Wisconsin. Please welcome back to Community Conversations, Mayor Jeannie Hefty. Good morning, Madam Mayor.
Good morning, Glenn.
How are you?
I'm great.
Are you on a speakerphone?
Yes, I am. Is that
can you get
a problem with
it's not,
can I knock it off?
It's not the best.
Okay. All right, I can take that off.
Please do.
Okay.
Is that better?
That is much better.
Okay, good.
So how long is your commute to work?
About 10 minutes. No, not even that. 5 minutes.
See, that's one of the good things about living in smaller America. Commuting isn't usually such a big thing.
Yes.
How are you feeling?
I'm doing good. Things are looking a lot brighter and getting around better and wearing shoes now, so we're doing good.
What were you wearing before after your procedure?
A large boot.
A boot.
For immobilizing it and that, so,
but,
yes.
But you are feeling better?
Yes, I am.
You off your pain medications? You never sent me your extras. I don't know what happened there.
Okay, moving on.
I could really use some of those painkillers for watching what's happening nationally politically. You know, it's really ironic and a travesty and a tragedy that we are on the verge of seeing the first woman president in the history of the country, and all that people are talking about is how the men at the top of our political world have mistreated women. What a shame.
Yeah. You know, it's getting to the point that when I watch the world news, I just turn the volume off, and then when I see it's on another topic, I bring the volume back up. It's just too much right now.
I'm not going to ask you who you're going to vote for, but are you going to vote for one of them?
Yes, I am. Well, I'm going to vote. Let's put it that way.
Me too. I'm just not voting for one of those two. One of the things that is a remarkable development locally politically is your reelection to the office of mayor of Burlington after, what was it, a 16-year hiatus?
Uh-huh.
That speaks very highly for your credibility and for what the people of Burlington feel about you. What have you done and how have you conducted yourself politically that would allow you to come back almost two decades later and be reelected?
I think a lot of it was what I did before, and I guess I didn't really feel, I felt it was going to be close, what I was feeling out in the community. I didn't expect the numbers to be
boarded it up.
Why did you run again?
Because I moved back, and the first day after I moved back, citizens started coming up to me and wanting me to run. And first I thought it was an honor, just even thinking about me, and then it just kept going and going. It was just like snowballing out there, and then I realized I had to make a decision. So if I didn't do it, they had time to get another candidate. But I decided to do it.
And how long have you been back in office?
April.
So since April. And what has been your biggest challenge compared to when you first were in office this go-around?
The biggest challenge? I honestly can't see where the biggest challenge is yet. Needless to say, there's so many things I want to do in Burlington. But we're also looking at costs and everything else. So carefully moving forward, as we say, baby steps. And I'm saying there is excitement in the air, Glenn. That's what we have in Burlington right now. One of my biggest targets was the Kmart area. As before the election, I was talking to the businesses and listening to the complaints coming in about the past landlord, and you could see why these businesses were moving out. And lo and behold, we had a developer come and see us and told us that he was looking at buying the whole mall. I've been talking to him frequently. He has not told me yet what they're looking at. They do have somebody interested in the Kmart building, which is huge. Huge for the fact that that will be the domino effect to fill that large space. Second of all, he said he has another interested party looking at another part of the strip mall there. When I sat down with him, with the city administrator, I said, I have one thing that I do want to talk to you about. The many complaints that I received about people that go, like, let's say Dunham's, go to Dunham's, and then they want to go to Pick and Save, and they want to go to Kohl's. They have to come back out on 36 and then go back in again. And there's an area that we can connect both those, that strip mall and the Kmart strip mall, which is also called Fox River Plaza. He was very, very open to that. He felt it would help both sides. And so I have been talking to the Pick and Save Corporation, and I have a call into Kohl's, and also talked to the Shears that have just done a development with a new building in that area for Jimmy John's and a couple other businesses that are going to be going in there, smaller than Jimmy John's. And it's just, it seems to be the fit where everybody can help each other by just making it. They can go down the street and stop, and instead of having to go to a stoplight and then go get to another stoplight and then turn in such a small area.
It's really awesome being a mayor of a relatively small town to be, just have to be worried about stoplights and turns and stuff, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And then another area that we were really concerned about, was downtown, the old Shooty Daniels furniture building that burned about 3 years ago. That was a major hole in our downtown area. And Shad Brannon, who also owns the Plaza Theater, stepped forward and bought that building. And now we are going to have another wedding venue there. And you probably think, well, how many wedding venues do you need in a small city? Well, this one is a one-stop. Christie's Bridal Shop will be upstairs along with the photographer area there. So you can get your wedding dress, have your photos taken there. and then go downstairs, and you can see a venue that's going to be offered at a little bit lower than what's in the area. And reason why they're doing that is because many people are going to the Milwaukee area to find lower rates. And this will just keep everybody right here in Burlington.
That's awesome. You know what they should add also is, and this would be unique, would be just an actual honeymoon suite at the venue. And then the newlyweds would not even have to leave after their party. They would just go and be able to have a really special night right there.
Well, it's interesting. All that is involved has very great visions for even thinking about making this a one-stop. And who knows what they've got, as they say, up their sleeve on it.
This is Glad Cly. We're talking with Mayor Jeannie Hefty. Get yourself a glass of water if you got one there. And she is the mayor of Burlington, of course. This is WRJAN's Community Conversation. Any big plans for Halloween?
Yes, we'll have Spooky City downtown again. And that's been going on for years, even when I was mayor for the first time. So it's fun. Everybody's going to be involved. We are going to, for quite a few years, we did not allow straw bales and corn stalks because of fire issues.
Right.
And we have revisited that. The council's in favor of it, and we're going to go back to that. Other communities have it, and it's just a nice touch for a downtown area just to have that, which going along with our Spooky City also.
What are you going to be dressing up spooky-wise as?
That's going to be a surprise, Glenn.
Well, I have a hint for you.
Do you got an outfit for me?
I have a start of an outfit. You know the costume store there in Burlington? They've got Donald Trump masks for sale.
Oh, come on.
Your radio friend is AM 1400 WRJN, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, a Magnum.media station.
And on this, thank God it's Friday morning, WRJN covers the world at 10:01.
Trump allegations, conjoined twins. I'm Evan Haining. Republican vice presidential nominee Mike Pence says